This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what's been fun is we've been kind of like looking back, because I think that's what everyone kind of does. Like, oh my God, as like Christmas approaches and New Year's approaches, the end of the year, you start just like reflecting on 2024, the past year, and going, man, it's been a hell of a year. Sometimes there's highs, sometimes there's lows. And we're going to, and I want you to kind of do the same challenge if you can. What song would you use to describe your 2024? If you want to text in, we'd love to hear them. 314-531-9898. It's interesting to think about a song that which you would use to describe your 2024. For me, I feel like it has been a crazy year. During this year, I've experienced some extreme highs. Like, we have had huge rating success on the Brett Mega Show, being one of the biggest morning shows in St. Louis. We got the show syndicated in Kansas City and Wichita. We've had extreme highs. I've watched my kids grow and do some amazing, amazing things, and watch my family's love just kind of grow and things like that. So from a professional and personal, I've had these extreme highs, but I've also been through some ish too. My wife went through a pretty scary medical scare where we had to go to a million different doctor's appointments and they didn't know what was wrong with her. They thought it could have been breast cancer. And I was dealing with that for months. My basement is absolutely destroyed these last 3 months, and I've been living in a like a small space and just trying to get by. My car got broken into. It felt like at times it rained, it poured. And so the song that I chose was I Get Knocked Down, Then I Get Up Again. I get knocked down.
Yeah, you're still getting up.
Still getting up. Right. But I felt like I weathered some of those storms, and I'm still getting up. I've been knocked down again, and I'm just like on my knees and trying to, you know, crawl back up.
Year's almost over.
Yes, that's how I feel like I would describe my 2024. I got knocked down, then I'd get up, and then I get knocked down again, and I get back up. Hannah, what song would you pick for 2024?
I also had a really crazy year with highs and lows, but just being fully transparent, probably more lows than anything. Yeah. The hardest thing I went through this year, without a doubt, was my breakup. My boyfriend and I were really serious. We lived together. We got a dog. I thought the future would be for sure with him, but it ended up not being. And I just went through so much change. So I was trying to find a song about change, and I landed on this one, and I like it because it's not all negative about change. It's just that, you know, life changes.
That's the only thing that's consistent in life is change.
Older, and you know, it can drive you crazy, but there's really nothing you can do about it because time keeps moving forward and your life as you get older just changes. We're only getting older, baby. Liam Payne died.
Yeah, I feel like the only consistent in life is change. And sometimes change can be really hard, but that's what you need for personal growth. And I feel like this year you've probably dealt with the most, but also grown the most.
Thank you.
Yeah. AB, Alex and Kevin, do you guys have any positive songs? Reflecting back on 2024, and it's an interesting challenge to do for yourself, is what song would you choose to describe your 2024? The ups and downs, the highs and lows. If you had to pick a song out, what song would you choose to describe your 2024? If you want to text in at 314-531-9890, because it's an interesting challenge. Myself and Hannah just did it. And Kevin, what song would you choose to describe your 2024?
Well, I so wanted to use They Not Like Us, but...
Oh my God.
I didn't really feel that that really summed up my entire year.
Kevin's been the biggest Kendrick Lamar Not Like Us fan, right, and he just has been.
I didn't want to end the year dissing Drake. This is not my thing.
Kevin sums up his 2024 with a rivalry with Drake.
Exactly. But, you know, I guess for me, because of the longevity and getting a chance to celebrate 25 years on the air, and then looking back at this year, not only was it the 10th anniversary of me throwing out my back and not being able to walk for quite some time, but, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I almost got killed in a U-Haul.
So, and
to not hurt myself again, all I could think of was, you know what? I'm still standing.
Don't you know I'm still standing? Better than I ever did.
Look at this guy.
Like a true survivor. Feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life without
I feel like you and Brett's are very similar.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
And I feel like a lot of people have been through that, though. They're like, hey, you can take your best shot 2024, but we're still here.
Yeah. Damn. 2025, please.
That's funny. AB, what song did you choose?
Okay. So even though I've only been in my apartment for like a month and a half, I don't even know, which the video I posted of me telling my best friend I got an apartment down the hall from her did just hit 10 million views.
Hell yeah.
So go check that out on our Instagram. But moving has been top of mind for me all year in a lot of ways. And like I was house hunting all summer. I didn't know what the heck even a house costs or anything. So it's just been like a big learning year for me with that. So I chose this song, and I did choose the Glee version.
If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
This is the better version.
So funny. I thought you were going to choose Move B from Ludacris. All right. You would choose the Glee version.
I mean, this was...
I emailed it to Kev. I said, make sure it's the Glee version.
Yeah. Alex, what song would you describe your 2024 with?
Yeah, we just talked a little bit about it, and I think the one that just sticks out to me, it was a fun year, but there was obviously the milestone moment that happened, and for me, I went with Bruno Mars, Marry You.
I had a feeling. Legitimately said that. I think I want to marry you this year.
This is a great song.
Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
And you feel like the wedding's like pretty much planned. So you feel good about it? So you went through the engagement?
Still got some stuff going, but yeah.
still got some stuff
going. He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. But yeah, getting engaged and planning a wedding, what a crazy, I feel like that's a happy year. It could come with a lot of stress.
And in that song, he says the dancing juice.
Oh, you think
it's what he says, but I always say that I am the dancing Jew. So it's fitting there as well.
It's an interesting challenge for yourself to think back and go, what song would I use to describe 2024? Some highs, some lows, but it's fun to do as you look back at your own year personally.